2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
Good afternoon, 3 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have a stiff breeze, 95 degrees in Salt Lake City. KSL's top story. The water level in the Great Salt Lake has hit a new record low.
The Great Salt Lake surface elevation dropped to 4,190.1 feet over the weekend. That's a tenth of a foot lower than last October. Records for water level date back to 1847. In a statement, the head of the Department of Natural Resources says this record isn't the kind they would like to break. He says they realize there needs to be more action and they need more resources. They're actively working with stakeholders to do more. Water officials are expecting levels to continue decreasing throughout the year. Jessica Lowell, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters are making progress fighting the blaze above Centerville. It's now about 10% contained. So far, it's already blackened about 129 acres. It was threatening nearby homes late Saturday night. Thankfully, a police lieutenant tells us a road put up there on the bench years ago helped fire crews keep the flames at bay.
It's aptly named the Firebreak Road. And so it's we're just talking about trying to figure out how long it's been there, but it's been there since at least the 50s.
Good thing. Centerville Police Lieutenant Alan Ackerson talking to Dave and Dujanovic this morning. Fireworks may have sparked the blaze. Utah fire officials are relieved, actually. We didn't see more fires over the 4th of July holiday.
Utah's Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Land says there was 15 new wildfire starts Sunday and Monday, and four of those are confirmed to have started from fireworks.
I was anticipating it being a little busier. I'm glad that it wasn't, especially with the concern of the red flags that we saw throughout the weekend.
But spokeswoman Kaylee Yardley says we are not out of the woods yet with monsoon season still approaching.
Yes, we have moisture, but it's accompanied by lightning a lot of times. So could be a difficult time still ahead of us.
The largest fire to start over the weekend was the one burning above Centerville. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
In Arizona, the Phoenix Fire Department had a busy night, receiving double the number of fire calls.
We had 779 calls for service for Phoenix Fire alone. Of those fire calls, 216 of them were fire-related.
Captain Scott Douglas there. Some of the Phoenix fires, listen to this, started in garbage cans because people tossed out their used fireworks while they were still smoldering. People in South Salt Lake should expect to see discolored tap water this afternoon after a water main break under I-80 at State Street. The city says the break's been isolated and the majority of customers have their water restored. They suggest that you let the tap run till the water turns clear again. A seventh person has died as a result of yesterday's shooting at the July 4th parade in Highland Park, Illinois. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, police say the suspect was dressed as a woman and was able to escape by blending in with the crowd. Chris Covelli with the Lake County Major Crime Task Force says 21-year-old Robert Cremo had legally purchased the AR-style rifle that he left at the scene.
I believe that Cremo fired more than 70 rounds from this rifle into the crowd of innocent people.
Covelli says the motive is unknown, but they believe that he had been planning the attack for weeks. Over a dozen people remain hospitalized, mostly in stable condition. Authorities in Boston say they want to do what they can to curb an uptick in extremist activity in their city. This comes after a white supremacist group known as the Patriot Front was seen marching through portions of the city over the holiday weekend. Mayor Michelle Wu says law enforcement agencies are on the alert for suspicious activity.
We'll be monitoring very carefully here.
A black artist, says he was assaulted by members of the group over the weekend. Body cam footage has been released in the deadly shooting of a black man in Akron, Ohio. 25-year-old Jaylen Walker died last week in an incident that police say happened as he ran away from officers during a traffic stop. ABC News legal analyst Terry Austin says the body cam footage is very important.
What we're going to be able to see is the perspective from those police officers, and did they reasonably perceive an immediate threat to their safety or the safety of the community?
She says if so, then the shots would have been justified. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
You might notice the stars and stripes lowered to half staff across Utah. Governor Cox has ordered them lowered across the state in order to honor the victims of the parade shootings in Highland Park, Illinois. Flags in Utah should remain at half staff till Saturday night. The GoFundMe for the little girl who died in a Kaysville parade accident has now raised $88,000. A spokesman for the family of 8-year-old Macy Hill says it was just a horrific accident.
There are conflicting reports. Either Macy was trying to get on to a trailer or off of a trailer, and she got sucked up under the trailer and was killed.
Yeah. Ryan Dopp is the family's bishop. There's been an outpouring of love for the Hill family. Pink ribbons and hearts now line the neighborhood where Macy lived. Dopp says pink was her favorite color. KSL News Time 305. The Jazz have officially introduced Will Hardy as their new head coach.
I want to thank Ryan, Danny, Justin, and the organization for entrusting me with this great responsibility. It's an amazing opportunity, and it's not one that I take lightly. And I look forward to our partnership.
Hardy sat alongside Jazz owner Ryan Smith and CEO Danny Ainge at this morning's news conference. He's now the youngest head coach in the NBA. Yes, 34 years old. KSL News Time, 3:05. Ricky Meese is here. I hope you had a wonderful weekend.
I did. Did you?
I did much of nothing. Oh, I mean, really, nothing.
Those are the best.
Except for listening to boom, 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 boom. It was like Ukraine outside my house.
Oh, yeah.
Last
and the
night.
Dogs, did they do okay?
They didn't mind it. Oh, they really good. Didn't that much, which was good. Nice. So what's happening today?
I'm afraid we're off to a bumpy start in traffic. Now, crews have been working this water main break. It is blocking traffic. It's right at State Street and the I-80 overpass. If you're going to exit from westbound I-80 to State, you're going to see lanes blocked at the bottom of the ramp, and northbound on State Street, right lane's blocked. And then we have a road closure. It's due to a multiple vehicle crash in Draper, eastbound 123rd South, approaching 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.